Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Chav Zayin. We are up to Sev Beis, the last line on page Kuf Mem Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 286. The Mechaber says in Sev Beis, Kol Zman Shalom Nispazru Ha'ovim, so long that the clouds have not spread out, Niftar Bebracha Echos. So you're patted up with your bracha and thunder and lightning with one bracha, so long that it didn't clear up, it's still considered one storm, one bracha does the job. Nispazru bein barak lebarak ubein ram leram. If it clears up between the thundering and between the lightning, tzarech lachzur lebarak, then you have to go back and make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Nispazru, V'davka hecher dehashamayim nitaru v'zaku legamri bein barak lebarak. This is specifically talking about the sky totally cleared up between the lightning. The achakach niskadru hashamayim ba'avim, and then the clouds again came back and started covering up in shamayim. Vishoma od kol ramu barak, and then you heard another sound of thunder, or you saw more lightning. So then tzorach levarach mechadash aleihem, then you make a new bracha on the new thunder and lightning that you hear or see. Tehave milsa chadetog, then it's considered a new thing. Aval heichosh and nispazru ha'ovim ayidei haruach echad heina v'echad heina. But if it's only that the clouds got scattered around because of the wind and they went in different directions, v'adayin mu'unin harakia, but the sky is still cloudy, Oz nifter hakol ayidei bracha rishona. Then everything is patted up by the first bracha that you made. Ve'ein tzarech lachzur levarach mechadash. You don't have to go ahead and make another bracha. So the point that the Mishabu is clarifying over here is that the sky has to totally clear up and there are no more clouds in the sky, and then they return and it's a new storm, then you make a new bracha. But if it's just that it cleared up because the wind blew aside the clouds and scattered them, that is not grounds for a new bracha on the thunder and lightning. Umashma b'Yerushalmi d'dafka ba'osa yom. Yerushalmi is mashma that we're talking about specifically on that very day. Aval b'yom acher b'chol gavni tzarech lachzur levarech. However, when it becomes a new day, then you would have to go back and make a new bracha, even if it is the same storm. Now the question is, what's considered a new day l'gabe this? So if you look at note number 6, he says, Uma nechshav liyom echad, what's considered one day? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Shehu hayom v'halaylo shala acharav. It goes by the day and the night afterwards. That's considered one day. Umikomokom kishikom mishnas halaylo. But if a person woke up from his sleep during the night, af kodem hayom, even though he woke up while it was before daybreak, yachol levarich, says Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he could already make a new bracha. Shekvar nechshav liyom chadosh. That's already considered a new day when he wakes up in the morning, even though it's still dark outside. V'chein hora agon ravazner. Shedino kumo lagabe birchas haTorah follows the same rules as making a new birchas haTorah. Shekol zman shelo holach lishon nechshav laoso yom. So long that you didn't go to sleep, it's still considered that day. Okay, shekam baboker nechshav liyom acher. But when you woke up in the morning, that's already considered a different day. So says Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ozner, if one goes to sleep and he wakes up, it's still the same storm that would warrant a new bracha, even if it is before daybreak. V'imhaya ar kol halayla, if a person was up all night, so then it's topic b'shal and shulas oz nidberu im yivarach l'macher, then it's a shayla if you should make a new bracha in the morning. So they bring from a Shtermuch that he says shalo yivarach l'macher, if you didn't go to sleep you would not make a new bracha in the morning. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky say that you would make a new bracha in the morning even though you did not go to sleep. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, haya yoshe bebeis akise, a person was sitting in the beis akise, Vishoma kol ra'am o ra'a barak, and he heard the noise of the thunder or he saw the lightning. Im yochol lotzeis u levarach tok de dibor yetze, if he can go out and he can make the bracha tok de dibor from the thunder or the lightning, he should go out. V'im lav lo yetze, but if he can't get out in time, he should not go out. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, a person was sitting in the beis akisei v'hu hadinim hoya bibayish shemekatzvin bo basar. Slav Davka did not apply to the Beis Akisei. Who are then if you were in a house with a chopping meat? The Sham Reach Mupash Ma'o, there it smells very badly. O Shahai Holeich B'Mavuos HaMetunafos, or you were walking in dirty alleyways and it smells. V'yochol Azaris Atzmo Lotzeis Misham Tekef, and you're able to rush and to go out of there very quickly. So the same din would apply as the Beis Akisei, which is if you're able to get out and make the Bracha Tok the Dibur, you should go for it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, Yesh omrim dafilu im nisorer lasos trachav. Some say, if he's in the Beis HaKisei, even though he already had his orus to relieve himself, Mikol Mokom still, Kozman She'en Misavek Kolkach, since he doesn't have to go so badly, She'ehebo Mishum Bal Teshaktsu, that he wouldn't be over the Isra of delaying it for Bal Teshaktsu. So Yochol Lotzeis Mishom Kodem She'asa Tzrocha V'Luvarech, so even though he has to go, but it's not so bad, so some say he's able to leave the Beis HaKisei and make the Bracha before relieving himself. Yesh Machmir Bazeh, however, there are those who are Machmir in this case. Ubeprat heichi de mishar sheyishma od kol ra'am viyuchol levarich achakal bevadei nochon lahachmir. Specifically, if the situation is there's a big storm outside, and he evaluates that if he goes to the Beis HaKisei and he relieves himself, and then he goes out afterwards, that he'll hear more thunder, and he'll be able to make the bracha afterwards, for sure one should be machmir, and he should first relieve himself, and then try to hear another thunder and make the bracha afterwards. If katan yud aleph lotzeisu levarich, again, if he can get out in time, tok de dibwe, he should go out and make the bracha. V'hainu heicha shelo asa tracha. We're talking about a case over here where he did not yet relieve himself. V'lo noga biyada b'mekom atinofes, and he didn't touch any dirty places. V'af agav de la'el b'simen dal mevor da yotzi m'beis akisei tzarech lito yada v'afilu asa tracha, even though we learned way back in Siv Beis, Simen Beis, that one who goes out of Beis HaKisei, even if he didn't relieve himself, he has to wash his hands. Mikomokom hocha kedei shelo yafsid habracha. But over here, in order that he should not lose out on this bracha, ein tzarech lito yodo mikodem, he would not have to wash his hands just because he was in the Beis HaKisei. In lo shahayu yodo metunafos, if his hands were not dirty. And therefore, we're discussing over here where he did not relieve himself, he did not touch a dirty place, but he was in the Beis HaKisei, which normally would warrant a washing of the hands, but in this case we'll be lenient on that because his hands are not dirty. O sheyochol lito yada b'mayim, or even if he did relieve himself, or he did touch a dirty place, if he's able to wash his hands with water, o b'sham midei demenaki, or something else that will clean his hands, somuch l'shmiyoso, very quickly after he hears the thunder, so then it will be okay. De'ilav hachi, because if one of these cases is not true, but his hands are dirty and he can't wash them in time, vada yisorech hazman yosem ichtedibur, then for sure it's not kedai to go out, because the time is going to delay longer than ichtedibur, and he's not going to be able to say the bracha anyway. But again, if any of these cases are correct, that his hands are not dirty, he did not relieve himself, or if they are dirty and he did relieve himself, he's able to wash them very quickly, then he should in fact go out and make the brachas of katan yabez, pirish, yimaher lotzeis misham, he should rush and get out of the Beis HaKisei, kedei shelo yasir habracha, so he should not lose out on the bracha. Avol, im yisarech yosem yichle dibur, but if it's going to extend more than tok de dibur, de belav hochi kvar over azman, which, in which case, anyway, the time has passed to make the bracha, ein sarech shuv lumayr, he has no reason anymore to be rushing. Umikol ze nishma, from all this we hear, de shir habracha sha'al ra'amim ubrakim hudafka b'te dibur, that the shir of making the bracha on thunder and lightning has to be tok de dibur, from what you saw or what you heard. Vim avar yosem ichde dibur me'esha ra habarak, and if it passed more than tok de dibur from the time that you saw the lightning, oshama haram, or you heard the thunder, shuv lo yivarech al ram ubarak ze, you will no longer make the bracha on this thunder or this lightning. Umitam zem, for this reason, heicha da'asa tzrachav, when a person relieved himself, v'nota yodav, and he washed his hands, v'shoma kol ra'am, and at that point then he heard the thunder, o ra barak, or then he saw the lightning, yivarech mitchila al haram v'habarak v'yachagach yom rashiyotzer. Even though normally we rush to say Asher Yotzer right after we come out of the bathroom, but the time that you have to say Asher Yotzer is longer than Tok De Dibur. The bracha of thunder and lightning, what we just said, is only up to Tok De Dibur. So even though a person came out of the Beis HaKisei, he washed his hands, he's ready for the Asher Yotzer, if he hears the thunder or sees the lightning, he should put that bracha before the Asher Yotzer. V'da'od, you should know further, destam yodayim, regular hands, tahainu, meaning to say, she'eno yodea im heimuluch lachos, you have no idea if they're dirty or not, they're stam hands, ksheros lebracha, the lach is, we assume they're fine, and they are kosher for a bracha. I'd like to point out a couple of notes over here before we move on to the new simon, and that is in note number 10, the second paragraph. V'imsoch acha ri'iyas habarak v'haraam v'adayin lo'ovar tok de dibur. We said the bracha has to be tok de dibur from seeing the lightning or hearing the thunder. But let's say within that time of tok de dibur, a person spoke. So Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kineski both say that he could still make the bracha. It will not be considered a hesek. Note number 12. Since we have just established that it's very timely to make the bracha on the thunder and lightning, it's for sure considered a mitzvah of eres. That's why we learned early in Hilchos Kriyashma. Shem Shoma Kora Omen Be'emtza Kriyashma. If you heard thunder in the middle of Kriyashma, Sheyasik V'yavarech. The Meshabura brings down that you should stop your Kriyashma in the middle and make the bracha. However, V'yesh Cholkim She'ein Lahasik V'shivcho Shemokom L'shavach Acher. Some say, no, fakir, you're in the middle of praising Hashem in Kriyashma, you're not going to stop one praise to do a different praise, and you would not stop in the middle of Kriyashma. V'achai Odom Kosov She'rak Im Shomon Ben Aprokim Yivar. The Chadom says, no, Dafka, if you heard of Ben Aprokim, there's a pause in the Kriyashma, then you should make the bracha in the middle of Kriyashma. V'im Notal Yodov La'achilo, you wash your hands for a suda. V'adayin lo beirach, and you didn't make the bracha of al natila sedayim yet. So Rechaim Kineski says, she'rashay levarach ala ra'amim, you can make the bracha on the thunder, v'yit mayodiv, and then you'll dirty your hands, v'yasar v'yitol, and you'll go ahead and wash again. If you look at the very end of note number 12, and we'll end the siman with this, v'hu be'emtza limudu, a person is in the middle of Seder, he's in the middle of learning, Rechaim Kineski says, she'yasik v'yavarach, he should stop his learning in order to make the bracha on the thunder and the lightning. And that concludes Siman Reish Chaf Zayin. And now we are going to begin, and Amir Tzashem conclude Siman Reish Chaf Ches. We're on page 286. Siman Reish Chaf Ches is Birchas Yamim Unaharos, the bracha that you make on seas and rivers, Horum Ugvos, on mountains and hills. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Al Yamim Unaharos, on seas and rivers, Horum Ugvos, mountains and hills, umidbaros and deserts, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Osa Maisa Bereishis, we make a bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. Val Hayam HaGodol, on the large sea, it's a machlokas exactly what this is referring to, but let's say, as the Mechaber seems to understand it, it's the Mediterranean Sea, on the Yam HaGodol, the Mediterranean Sea, V'hayom Sha'ovrim Bo La'eretz Yisrael U'Mitzrayim, that's the sea that you cross over to get to Eretz Yisrael and to Mitzrayim, there's a special bracha, Omer, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ose Hayom HaGodol. He prays Hashem as being the one that made the Yam HaGodol. That is the understanding of the Mechaber, that there's a special bracha specifically for the Mediterranean Sea. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, Osa Maisa Bereishis, the bracha on all these things, Osa Maisa Bereishis, Pirish. Kevan Shiasada Me'oz, since these things were set up back from Sheshimei Bereishis, Vishivcho Shalmokom Hu, it is a praise to Hashem, Kesha'onu Makirim Hayom, when we recognize today, Dover Shanu Yodim Shamokom Buro Misheshis Yamei Bereishis Vadayin Hukayim. What a praise to Hashem that we recognize today, something that we know Hashem created from the beginning of creation, and it's still around. V'ein Shayach Levarach Aleim Shekocho Uvoroso Mali Olam. As opposed to the list that we saw in yesterday's shir, that you can go either way, by thunder and lightning and other things, you make either an Osa Maisa Bereishis or a Kochu Gvorasa Mali Olam Zakta Mishaburu over here. When you see the rivers and the seas and the mountains, you only make a bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. You would not make the bracha of Shekochu Gvorasa Mali Olam. Why? Kemo al Rucho Sura Amim, like we said yesterday, by the wind and by the thunder. The Hosam Heim Nirim V'Nishmarim L'Meiracho, because in that case of yesterday, they could be seen and heard from a distance. So it's Taka seeing the Koach and the Gvura of Hashem of Al Yamim Unaharos, but seas and rivers, Kolecha V'Mekomo, they're stationary, they're only seen if you're next to them, and therefore they don't warrant the bracha of Shekochu V'Rasim Olam, only the bracha of Osam Aisa Bereishis. Sekot and Beis. The special bracha the Mechaber said on the Yam HaGodol was the Mediterranean Sea. V'nikri Yam HaGodol b'pnei chashivuso shel Eretz Yisrael. It's called the Yam HaGodol because of the chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. Aval harbe achronim pligi ala Mechaber. But many achronim argue on the Mechaber. Usvirlu and they hold, didafka al yam okainus. Only on the ocean do you make this bracha. Shu hayom hagodol shebechol hayamim. That's the biggest of all the seas. Shemakiv es kol haolam. It surrounds the entire world. Olav kavu bracha bifnei asmo bifnei gadolo. That's where they establish a special bracha because of how great and huge it is. Aval ayom sheovrin bo l'eretz Yisrael, by the Mediterranean Sea that you cross over to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lo nikra le'inyan zeh yam hagodol. That's not called the gabi this bracha the yam hagodol. Umevorchin olav kemo al Shor Yamim. And you'll make a bracha according to these achronim on the Mediterranean Sea like any other sea. You will make a bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. V'da, you should know the chol ha-brachos ha-eilu einon elo k'sheroa osa mishloshim yom l'sholshim yom. Once again, all these brachos are only made if you see it again after 30 days. Sivkatan Gimel, the bracha on either the Mediterranean Sea, the Mechaber, or the other Achorim on seeing the ocean, you make a bracha of Osa Hayom HaGadol. Kainu Lashon HaTur, that is the Lashon of the bracha Lefi the Tur. Aharbe Poskim Etiku Nusach HaBracha Zug Lashon Avar. But various Poskim bring down that the proper Nusach of the bracha is past tense, Sha'osa Es HaYom HaGadol, that Hashem created the Yom HaGadol. Interesting note in the back of the Sefer, in note number 3, on the bottom of page 57, he says, Haroa Es HaKineres, one who sees the Yom HaKineret, Nira Midiri Amurak Tzia. It appears from Rav Yaakov Emden, Shemavarech Olav Osam Aisabarashis, you would make a bracha of Osam Aisabarashis, V'chein Das, Agon Rav Yashiv, and Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Nissen Karelitz. V'hosev Agon Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv adds on a very important point. Shedavka Beroa Es Kola Kineres. Davka, if you see the whole Kineret, you make the bracha. Shem Eino Roa Es Kula, if you don't see the whole thing, Shema B'meshech Hazman Hisrachva. Maybe throughout the years it has widened. V'achela Kanirolo Eino Mishesh Mebereshes. Maybe the part that you're seeing is not really from Shesh Mebereshes. Therefore, says Rav Yashiv, if you want to make the bracha of Osam Aisabereshes on the Kineret, you would have to see the entire Yam together. One other interesting point over here, and that is the Bir Halacha on page 286 of Masal Hayom HaGadol. So Hatam, he brings some Rashi, the reason why you make the bracha of the Yom HaGadol, Mipnei Chashivuso Kovulo Bracha Le'atma, because of its Chashivus, they were Koveya, a special bracha of the Yom HaGadol. Says the Chavetz Chaim, nearly it appears to me, the Imberach Olav Osa Maisa Bereshis, if you didn't make the special bracha on the Yom HaGadol of Osa Hayom HaGadol, but rather you made the standard bracha on other Yamim Munaharos of Osam Aisabereshis, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, Yotze B'dievid, you are Yotze B'dievid. Why? The Hudumi, the Bircha Shehakol. First of all, the bracha of Osam Aisabereshis on these items is similar to the bracha of Shehakol on foods that it covers everything. Vote, and furthermore, Shafilu B'yayin, even when it comes to wine, in Berach Allah Borei Priyaitz, if you make a bracha Borei Priyaitz on wine, Gam Ken Yesh Harbe Mi Rishonim V'Achorim Desirlu, many Rishonim V'Achorim hold, the Yotze B'dievid, you are Yotze B'dievid. The Avshul V'Chadchila B'nei Chashivusu Kovel HaBracha Le'atzmo, even though it's true because of the Chashivus of wine, Chazal will Kovei a special bracha for it, Mikom Mokom Le'inyan D'yevid, Eino Yotze, Michlal Shah Priyaitz, L'maisa, B'dievid, it doesn't go out from other fruit of the tree, and therefore you would be able to make and be yotze with a boy priates on the wine. Kamosha tzianti b'shar tzion in simen reishches os samach zayin ayin shom. The kol shekein hocha is certainly over here to bichlal shar ma'isa b'reishes heim. Certainly if you make on the yam ha-gadol instead of osa ha-yam ha-gadol, you make osa ma'isa b'reishes, it's pashit that this is included in the ma'isa b'reishes, and therefore zot ha-chavetz chayim, you would be yotze b'di'evet with this bracha. Says the mechaber v'aytis at beis. Lo al kol ha-naharos mevarich. The Mechaber in Sif Alu says, on seeing a river you make this bracha. Zok the Mechaber in Sif Beis, not on all rivers you make this bracha of Osam Aisa Bereshis. Elo al arba naharos diksivi bikra. Rather, on the four rivers that are mentioned in the Psukim, kemo chidekel upras. For example, the chidekel and the pras. V'hu shera usam b'mokum shelo nishtana mahalocha al yedei odom. And it's dafka if you saw a part of this river in a place where it was not changed by the hands of man. Let's just finish Sif Gimel as well. V'lo al kol harim uvos mevarech. And just like we just pointed out, not all the naharos get the bracha, not all harim uvos get the bracha as well. Elo dafka al harim uvos hamishunim. Dafka the harim uvos that are different. V'nikeres gvuras habore behem. And the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nikkur in them, something special about them, that's when you make the bracha, not any little hill or mountain that you see warrants the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereshis. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet. Kimo Chidekel Upras, Lav Davka Eluts, and Lav Davka, these four, meaning these two and the other two that are mentioned in the Torah, Elohu Adin Kol HaNohoro Shehen Gedolos. But really the same thing is true by any river that is large, Kimo Elu HaDalud Nohoros, just like these four rivers, whatever is as big as they are, warrants the bracha as well. But not only do we need that, we also need the Sheyu Yiduim Shehen Mimei Bereshis. We also need to know that these other rivers are also there from Sheish to Mebereshis, Kmo Elu, like these, V'lo Nishavu Acharkach, and they weren't made afterwards by man, or didn't come about afterwards, however they came about, then Mevarech. So it's Lav Dafka, these four rivers, anything similar to them in number one, size, and number two, history, that they're from Sheish to Mebereshis, you would make the bracha. Sivkatan hey b'makom shelo nishtana, but it has to dafka be that you see a place where it was not changed by the hands of man. Pirish de b'makom shechafru, in a place where people dug. Vishinu mahalocho shel hanor, and people changed the mahaloch of the river l'derech acheres to another direction. Ein mevarach me'osu hamokom v'halo. You can't make a bracha from that place and onward. The shom lav ma'isa bereshisu, because there it's no longer considered ma'isa bereshis. V'ayin bel yirabe shemitzadik lomer. Looking at yirabe who leans to say, dim sofik lo in nishtanu gamkin lo yivarach. If you're not sure about a river, you would not make the bracha because many rivers were changed by the hands of men. Sivkotan vav sivkotan. Again, you have to make the bracha on the rivers in a place where it was not changed by the hands of man. And the same thing is true when it comes to seas. People change them, directed them to other directions, or to connect them from one to their friend. They made them into one yam. You don't make a bracha on that place. Ella, the difference is the biyamim min astam ain anu tzrichin lachosh lazeh. As opposed to what we just said at the end of Sivkatan, hey, when it comes to rivers, if you have a safek, don't say the bracha. When it comes to the seas, you don't have to be choshesh for that, and therefore you would be able to make the bracha. You're not choshesh that a person was there, that a person connected it. An example of what was connected, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Ostasi writes, Kimo shiadua min hayom zuetz. Like the Suez Canal is a place where people, humans, connected two seas together. We'll end the shir and the simon with one note, and that is note number 7. The Haroa es Yam HaMelech, we discussed the Kinneret before, now we discuss the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. Kosav Amorek Tzia, Rebecca and the Right, she Yavarech Lov, you should make a bracha of Osem Aisa Bereshis on the Yam HaMelech. The Chain Kosav Eshanjiv Orel Tzion, and so too writes Orel Tzion, and Rav Nissen Karelis. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner, Histapku Badover, they have a doubt about this, Mishum Shemavur Berashi. Because the Rashi and Bereshis brings down Shelohoya Bizman Briyas Ha'olam, that the Yam HaMelech was not in fact around from the time of Briyas Ha'olam, and therefore it's not so pasha to them that you can make the bracha of Osam Raisa Bereshis on the Yam HaMelech. That concludes Simon Reish Chav Ches. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the Simon Reish Chav Tes on the bracha on rainbows.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.